With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Christmas Eve, when I was young, all folded in a quilt. I think on sleeping hedgehogs in the tiny nests they'd built. I'd imagine summer toads curled up in frozen river beds, and the muffled sound of ice floes gliding high above their heads. Downstairs there, far away, within the hush of Christmas night, dampered all by pillows and the flickering candlelight, I'd hear my father playing all those long piano songs
Welcome to Podcart. I'm Phoebe and I present alongside the lovely Helena. How are you doing, Helena?
I'm good. I am very excited that we are recording on the 18th of December. So this goes out on the 20th and in 5 days it's Christmas.
Yay! You're looking very Christmassy today because you've got a sparkly jumper on.
I do have a sparkly jumper and I've got broken digestive stuck to my jumper as well. The inner chunk is here.
Well, I'm going to be having chocolate all over my face from around about tomorrow at 12 o'clock because this is my last activity before Christmas. So just going to start on the booze and the chocolate from as soon as I get home tonight. So there's no judgment about the broken digestive.
I'm glad.
Well, you just heard Joe Mango with As a Child I Awoke. And I was saying to you, Helena, that that tune sounds like a lullaby to me. And you explained why that actually is pretty much a bang-on analysis.
Yeah, so that's taken from, it's the Olive Grove Records Christmas compilation from All of Us to All of You, which is quite a tongue twister. Lloyd Meredith, now I used to be part of Olive Grove, but Lloyd runs it by himself now. We are still friends, don't worry. And his son was Luke. He was three this week, and he was born with a CDH, which is a birth defect of the diaphragm, and it's only got a 50-50 survival rate. So obviously he's now three, which is miraculous, and to coincide with his birthday, I do think he was actually named after Luke Skywalker.
Oh, really?
I have to point that out, which is also apt because Star Wars is out this week. But anyway, he put out a Christmas album, which is this. Joe Mango's obviously part of that compilation, and all of the profits are donated to CDH UK, which stands for Congenital Diaphragmatic Hernia Charity. And you, please go on, and you can donate anything from as little as 50 pence, or, you know, it's donate what you want. And it's just, like, first, when you see it firsthand in terms of what they do for people like this, that's amazing. The next song is Bike Thieves. We're going to go a bit heavier now, and this is Destination Wedding.
Sinkhole!
Destination Wedding by Bike Thieves. And to be honest, there's way too much going on in that song for me. From the opening note, it's like, okay, why? There's a lot to hear there. And then it just keeps adding to it and adding to it. And my ears feel like they need a wee bit of a rest afterwards.
I love that. That's like right up my street. They're from Ontario. My knowledge of Canada is actually quite good because I work with people that are based in Canada. And it's their hometown. This is the only thing. Is it pronounced Mississauga? I know. This is what I want to know. I'm assuming that that's what it's... They've got a great Comic-Con in Mississauga.
Do they?
Mm-hmm.
And, you don't know how to say it, but you do know about the place.
Yeah, I do. And I believe... But there's a funny line. So basically the lead... I think it's the lead singer. I shouldn't be stereotyping or assuming. But he said that he was at a party and he was basically trying to make new friends with these people and it didn't go the way as expected. And he said that he tried to pretend to be in real estate, computer games and Jimmy Eat World. It was a mess, which is obviously a beautiful summary for the manicness in that song. So it just, you can get an idea that it's like American Psycho. This guy's fucked him. But yeah. Yeah, so I, what's the plans? You're finishing up. This is the last thing that you're doing.
Yeah, apart from some mad Christmas shopping to still cram in, then that's it, really. I've got a few Christmas parties and then it's home to the borders to get drunk and sleep.
Do you have a, do you bookmark albums or songs to listen to over that period, or do you always revert back to old songs?
Oh, it depends. It's difficult. I usually do have a list of things I've not had time to listen to this. So this is my Christmas holiday time. I'll listen to this album, I'll listen to that. But I've not done it yet. But it is, at the time of recording, it is only the 18th. So there is time this week to hunker down and put the headphones on and go, okay, I'll save that for later. But you're right, when I go home, it's like when you go home and you revert into being a teenager. Mum, and you slam the door. I feel when I go home, as soon as I get through my bedroom door, I'm like, oh, but that CD that I bought in 2006 is still sitting there.
I've got... There's so much. It's books as well. I've got so many books sitting there. But it's, I'll still not have enough time to do everything. But I am very much looking forward to it. We'll move on to something a bit more relaxed. And this is Dream Beaches with Athena.
To be in no car.
Beaches, who are from Buffalo, New York, no doubt it is absolutely Baltic where you are right now, and that song's called Athena. They have got influences from the likes of Grizzly Bear of Montreal, Bombay Bicycle Club. I'd mentioned Owen, all that American football, all that stuff coming in there, and you obviously commented on the math stuff as well, Phoebe.
Yeah, it definitely sounds quite math rocky to me, but usually if someone says math rock, then I instantly think of something quite intense and heavy, but that's still really uplifting. And you know, you were saying about the fact they're from Buffalo and they'll probably be in Baltic snow right now. Well, the song was so at odds with that. I can't believe that that's a winter release because it feels so summery. I just wanted to play that really, really loud whilst the sun's beating down.
Well, their press photo is as summery as you like. It's them holding a plant pot of flowers and stuff, and it's very green. So it's, you know, it's again at odds. So I'm not sure if they have released it later than expected, which is often the case with things. But yeah, great. So next,
let's take it round to Cry. Is it Cry or is it CRI?
I was saying CRI, but I'm not sure.
Let's go with that. CRI with Keep It Real featuring Jesse McCormick. Trying to forget myself. That was CRI from Montreal with Keep It Real, and that tune is definitely for fans of Foals and Caribou and Modrat, and it is just so good. If that was dropped in Sub Club, I would be going absolutely off my nut. It's a total fist pumper. It's so good that I think that's my track of the week. I love everything about it.
Oh, I'm so pleased. I was saying how nice it is to hear stuff like that coming out of Canada, because you would expect it, we again stereotyping, for that to come out of the likes of Europe and so on. He's been around for a while though, since 2015, and this is taken from his fourth EP, Someone Else, and I am going to delve into that over Christmas, and I'm going to go through the back catalogue as well, because he is just amazing. And the video, I was saying to you, the video is so beautiful, and there's apparently there's something around the video. It's about two souls finding each other through nostalgia or something like that. But when you see it, you know how it's like watching a film and it's elevated by the kind of music that's used.
Of course.
And again, it's like you watch that video and the song just means even more to you. So you need to watch it when you stop recording, obviously.
I think that you've just added the first album or back catalogue to my Christmas to do or to listen to list. So yes, excellent.
Great. So next,
we've got Slow Coaching with the song called Fernway. We're gonna go with that.
Yes, let's go.
Thank you.
Melbourne Dream Pop Slow Coaching, and the singer might be considered as easy on the eye for some people.
That's so casual.
Yeah, if I have to keep this careful, because if a man was to say this about a woman, then it would be regarded as quite sexist. So I think it is a difference, though, between appreciating someone's form and obviously appreciating them as an artist
of course.
Just to make that very clear. So Fernway, apparently it's new territory for the singer. He's put influences such as the Smiths, Beach Fossils, Wild Nothing. I said to you as well, that 80s post-punk, just, it's screaming through there.
Well, for me, I picked up the intro to a Simply Red song, not a specific one, just in general, Simply Red, which, you know, again, most people may not consider a bad thing, but for me, it sounded like a coffee shop song. It's not terrible, I don't hate it, there's nothing that's annoying me about it, but there's just nothing grabbing me. It's just quite pleasant background music, and that's where the line draws.
Well, that's...
Sorry.
It's okay. I think it's good to have a balanced view on these podcasts, though, instead of everything being all sweetness and light.
Of course.
Because it's bullshit, isn't it, really? not that your song is. It's wonderful, Slow Coaching, on in my opinion. So his debut EP, All The Same, is out now. And, that's Slow Coaching. So, next, Kimona... You Do That To Me Somehow.
You Do That To Me Somehow from Kimona. And Selena and I were just saying that we absolutely love the delivery on that song. For me, it's half about the way that she speaks half of it and sings half of it. But also, I was just imagining the way that she could be, because it seems so effortless, the vibe that I was getting was that she'll be saying, oh no, this is no good, this is no good, and then she does it once and pulls it absolutely out the bag. And then you said that it's actually a demo, so that's just proved that theory right. I can't believe that that is just a demo.
According to their social media, that's a demo. And demo, yeah, that's, I said it right. Ella Paul, that's the singer.
She's amazing.
Yeah. And they will be playing the Old Hairdressers on the 6th of January with, it's a Quiche EP launch. I've never heard of Quiche as well, which is brilliant.
Nor have I.
And support, the other support's Bar Bruce. Again, never heard of them. So I am pretty excited. I discovered these guys because a girl called Megan Early reposted this on SoundCloud and I follow her, and I saw Glasgow and I was like, right, okay,
need to know,
I need to listen to this. And yeah, wonderful,
really good. Now we're gonna take it round to my second favorite record of the week, and it was so difficult choosing between this and the other one, but I know that this is Helena's favorite one of the week, and you will definitely see why in a minute. It's called Daydream, and it's coming to you from the outstanding Hannah Slavin.
Ain't it funny how it worked out? Well, my friends all had their doubts. They said that's the rule. Why we quit, not the reason why we fit. Well, did it seem to you all I ever wanted to be is must be confused? But that's fine with me.
Do you ever think of me? Do you ever?
God Almighty. That, I think that might go down with one of my songs of the year, you know.
You know, I'm not actually surprised. I think it's just rushed straight to my top five as well.
When the PR, so the PR sent it over, and it's Rachel from her music PR, who I have to say thank you so much to. And they're such a wonderful PR company because they just concentrate on females. And it's just the ethos of their company and everything is amazing. But Hannah, oh my God. So she is born in Glasgow.
Representing Glasgow. Yeah. That is a 10 insane. Out of 10 one there.
Yeah. And she is studying in Leeds. And I just can't actually believe. So she had a very eventful summer, according to details, that she was the winner of BBC One's TV series Pitch Battle as part of Leeds Contemporary Singers.
I've never heard of this, but I now know that I need to watch it.
So totally.
That's also been banked for a Christmas viewing.
And we've also just said, if Bossy Love would need a support, and I've actually just messaged them during the song there, that's your woman.
So if you see that Bossy Love are about to announce a new Glasgow date, then you have us.
Or Leeds. then do it, because, oh my God, she is insane.
She is. And not only is her voice so professional and so outstanding and so effortless and soulful, but for me, the production is so on point. And often, personally, I find that the piano in an R&B record can be a little bit cheesy or a little bit out of place, like, let's bulk this up with another instrument, we'll just shove that in there. But not at all in that song. It totally makes it, and the little piano solo towards the end is just really beautiful as well.
It's spot on, everything, yeah.
We love it, we love you, Hannah.
Can't even, yeah. Quickly, let's move on before I start.
Play it again. This is Alela Diane with Emigre.
Seabirds fly the salty wind east to south, north to west. See us go as they go across the borderlines. I can feel the fear hang heavy on the water, glinting sharply with the pale moonlight. Mothers, hold on tightly to your children. The waves are breaking violently tonight. Seabirds fly the salty wind east to south, north to west. Can we go as they go across the borderline? I hear yelling, I hear crying, I hear praying as the ocean threatens us on all four sides. Water rises deeper every minute. This vessel cannot bear the burden of our load. Seabirds fly the salty wind east to south, north to west. Can we go as they go across the borderline? One by one, the children have grown silent. From their mother's arms they float away. The roaring sea will wash our quiet bodies upon the foreign shore, but our souls will find a way. And with seabirds fly the salty winds east to south, north to west. See us go as they go across the borderline. Seabirds fly the salty winds.
from Alela Diane, and I feel like you will not be able to appreciate her properly until you've seen her live. I've not personally seen her, but I know that I definitely want to after that. Her voice is beautiful.
No, yeah, she has got that real Americana soul going on, and I'm really excited about kind of... Well, she's playing live in January. She's playing Royal Concert Hall on the 27th and Macintosh Church on the 28th. So I think I would prefer to see her in the Macintosh Church just because of the acoustics. But yeah. Not that I'm saying... I've seen quite a few people. I saw James Vincent McMorrow in Royal Concert Hall, actually.
Really?
Yeah, he was amazing. I missed Nils Fram in... No, actually, Nils Fram is coming up next year, so that's going to be incredible. But yeah, I've even seen Van Morrison in the Royal Concert Hall. It's crazy.
They've got some. They always book weird people in there.
Yes,
not as in the artists are weird, but just the people that they choose to put in there
totally.
Doesn't fit with
what you would
expect.
Yeah,
for sure.
But the sound is unreal, just unreal. And yeah, she's huge, apparently.
Shows what we know.
Yeah,
oh God.
Yeah. This is my argument. You can't know everyone. And I think as long as you kind of discover them at some point, if they deserve to be discovered, then that's a great thing.
Do you ever get that though? Because I've had that so many times. You know, you say to people, oh, I work in music. And then you say, oh, do you know this person? And I say no. And they go, oh, well, you're not that good then. And it's like, well,
Yeah, but then I go, have you heard of this person? So it's...
Watch how quickly they blush and run away.
Yeah. I hate that though. It does my head in.
Yeah.
Like just that attitude of, it's like when you say to, if you give a band, like, you know, criticism that is, you know, it's, what's the word? What's the term?
Constructive criticism.
Then they get their back up and you think, oh, well.
I tried.
Kind of, yeah, that just kind of says more about you, to be honest.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So, yeah, it's a bit annoying. But yes, that is Alela. And yeah, looking forward to seeing you in January.
Definitely.
So,
let's take it round to Malca. This song's called Breakout.
This time it all fell under. This time it wasn't a game. To live in wonder, to live with no shame. Breakout, everyone waved on the way down. Took my hope, losing my crown, now it's going my way. Breakout, everyone waved on the way down. Took my hope, losing my crown, now it's going my way. Now it's going my way.
lady from Glasgow. I'd actually met her at a recent music panel thing called Resonate that was in the Barrows Art and Design Centre. Can I just say what a beautiful setting it was? And she came up to me at the end. I was doing part of the kind of PR panel, and there was most of the people I liked on the panel. And but the less said about that, the better. And so she came up to me at the end and she said that she's just moved back from London or down south, and she's had great press. So she's been on Six Music, Lauren Laverne's been championing her, but she put a gig on at the Hug and Pint, and she said just trying to build an audience up in Glasgow is an absolute nightmare. She says it's just the press is not just making traction. Doesn't matter that she's had all this radio play and all this. And I just was like, yeah, I can understand that, though. It's, I think, I don't know if you'll agree, it's, I guess it's about building a kind of community around your music.
Oh my God, so much. That's the buzzword for sure, is community. You know, it's that feeling of you go to someone's gig and you see the same faces there every time, and that's not a bad thing, because, you know, as your band gets more popular or as the community builds, you might not recognize all of the faces in the room, but you will still see the same ones over and over again, and that's such an important thing. So yeah, community is definitely the one. And if you've managed to do it in London, then I'm feeling very confident that you will manage to do it in Glasgow. Oh, it just will take a little bit of time.
And she is unbelievable.
Yes.
What a talent. And so she sent over the music, and I listened to the first track, and that was me. I was just like, yeah, okay, give
Sold.
Me more. That's me. But she's put her influences down as Tune Yard. I hear Laura Veers. I hear MIA. It's just such a kind of vast kind of, I don't know, I suppose, smorgasbord there. Absolutely brilliant. Yeah. And I really can't wait to see her live now.
Yeah, me too. I really am interested to see how she puts her live show together, because, you know, you're saying you heard all those influences. Well, I heard more than one person. It's so masterfully layered and put together that I genuinely thought that was a band rather than a solo artist. So yeah, to see that put into place live would be excellent.
Amazing. Before we go on to our last track, we wanted to just talk about our little advice piece this week. I should get a jingle for this, shouldn't
we?
We
need a little, like, agony aunt section here.
Yeah.
Musical agony aunts.
And this week we wanted, obviously it's coming up to Christmas and it's nearly the start of a new year, and this is the last podcast before the new year. So I guess that I wanted to really, we wanted to talk about releases.
Yes.
For 2018.
Hugely important.
What do you think are the wrong things that bands do when they're releasing music?
So I think one of the main things to think about is when you put out your music. So I was saying to you earlier, Helena, that pretty much every album that I like from this year came out in April. And I couldn't think what it was that makes people go nuts over April. And then I remembered, of course, it is Record Store Day.
Yeah.
So everyone releasing around the same time of year, be it April Rush, September Rush, or Christmas Rush, that is a big no-no. And then if you're part of the April Rush and you're feeling like you want to put a record out for Record Store Day, please, 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 please do not do it unless it is something of worth. Don't just jump on the bandwagon and think, oh, well, everyone else is doing it, so I'd better punt a tune out. No, no, no. If you're going to do Record Store Day, make it the best song you've ever released. Otherwise, just don't put it out there.
I totally agree with you. And I think that the other problem is that I listen to some releases because of that desperation, and there's no real cohesion in the work. So for an example, an album, it's just so jagged almost. There's no relationship between the songs. There's no planning in a timeline. So to build up your release, so we'll just give you an idea the amount of releases that we get. So I'm sitting at the moment on, I mean, this is December. I am running behind, but I am sat on, I don't know, I guess about 400 releases. And that's just email. So there's other various places that we get submissions from, but you have to give your listener an amount of time to listen to your music. So if you think of someone like myself or Phoebe who have got such a massive music, you think the scale of where we are, and then you apply that to radio and bigger magazines, and you think, how much time does one person have to listen to music, which is a snippet. So it's about, you know, giving someone that time to listen to your music, about making it stand out. And if you're going to be, I know people are, it's another thing, people are desperate to get a label now.
Yeah.
And labels, I don't really think it's about labels anymore.
Nor do I. And, you know, as much as I kind of issue mainstream music and mainstream media, actually, I think that they've been pioneering the way recently, because there's been so many massive artists, for example, Stormzy, that aren't signed to anyone. And they're making it very public and saying, actually, a label and a record deal is doing nothing for me. They are trying to control me. They're trying to restrict me. If I haven't got representation, then it means I can do it exactly my way. And yes, that often can make it more difficult. But if people can get number one singles and number one albums without any record label help, then you can definitely try and do things your own way as well.
Totally. And you can build a team around you that is not a label. You can have a manager. You can still have a booking agent. You can have a friend that starts off by helping you and then actually kind of turns into your manager. And it's just stuff like that that I just think that, you know, this is at a point when you can't do things yourself anymore.
Yeah.
But I think that there's a lot of people that are under this kind of misconception. They think, right, I'm only going to make it. I must get a label. I must get a booking agent. I must get a manager. And it's like, no.
Well, it's the same kind of thing as, you know, humans. I think that the natural human timeline people seem to think is you're born, you go to uni, you get married, you have kids, you buy a house, and that's you happily ever after. And everyone knows that that's absolute nonsense. And this year particularly, it shows so many people breaking out of that format. And it's the same with music. Think creatively outside of the box. It doesn't just need to be form band, get manager, release song. You can do it whatever which way you want. Yeah. And that keeps it so much more interesting.
And so with the releases themselves, the make sure that if you're putting out vinyl, that you get it printed way in advance of record store day, because all the vinyl pressing places will be absolutely inundated and a bigger artist will put you to the bottom of the pile.
Oh, yes.
Also, remember that the busiest months for releasing are around April, May, September, October. Festival periods, we kind of say no to releasing stuff, don't we, really?
Yeah, because everyone who's working in the music industry is too busy gallivanting at all the festivals to be checking their emails, checking their inbox, checking their SoundCloud. Nobody is listening to anything unless it's on the stage in front of you, so don't do it then.
And December, don't release anything.
Unless you want to compete with Adele and Ed Sheeran, then just don't bother.
Yeah. So yeah, that's your positivity from us this week.
Into 2018 with love, luck and happiness.
So our, oh my God, last track of the year, and it's on Song by Toad, Edinburgh's label. So thanks to Anastasia and Matthew for the tip. Now, this is called Wandering. The they've actually got a release coming out. The LP, A Ghost, A Beast, which is this is taken from, is released on Song by Toad in February. We've got different opinions on this.
To say the least.
I love this. You don't quite like it as much.
Well, that's putting it very nicely. What I said to you earlier was that I would never choose to put this into my ears. So thanks for expanding my horizons by making me listen to it, but also please never again.
Oh,
sorry, I do feel bad, but it's just not for me.
Okay.
Just no.
Well, they filmed the video for this on Arthur's Seat in Edinburgh, which must have been absolutely Baltic again. But this, I think, it's a slow burner, but by the end, I just was like, right, I'm going back to the beginning again. So I guess yin and yang.
Yeah.
Which is
good to have balance.
Let's take this opportunity to wish everyone a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. We will be back in the new year, and so keep sending your music. So it's music@podcart.co, and you can find us on all social media.
Lovely.
Merry Christmas, Merry everyone. Christmas.
Yes. Happy New Year. Sorry, Zed Penguin.
So I'll just fall with you, follow.